Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar, it's Wide Open Wednesday, but before we get to that, we have a small presentation from the Mike O'Mara Show players. I'd like to present from the movie No Country for Old Men, Anton Chigurh.
Chigurh. Okay, it's Chigurh.
Well, my apologies for mispronouncing your name, sir.
What's the most you've ever lost on a coin toss?
Sir?
The most you've ever lost on a coin toss.
I don't know. I couldn't say.
Call it? Yes.
For what?
Just call it.
Well, we need to know what we're calling it for here.
You need to call it. I can't call it for you. It wouldn't be fair.
I didn't put nothing up.
Yes, you did. You've been putting it up your whole life. You just didn't know it. Do you know what date is on this coin?
No.
1958. It's been traveling 22 years to get here. And now it's here. And it's either heads or tails. And you have to say. Call it.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything. Call it.
All right. Heads, then?
Well done. Don't put it in your pocket.
Huh?
Sir, don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter.
Well, where do you want me to put it?
Anywhere. Just not in your pocket. Don't put it in your pocket. It's your lucky quarter. Anywhere. It'll get mixed up with the others, and it'll become just a coin. Which it is. I gotta go now.
You want to take some calls?
Have a nice day.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sex to me is a sin. First of all, I'm an old man, you know? I'm like 312 or something like that. I'm trying to get score going again. I feel that Lincoln, when he thought that up, he thought that was going to go. You know what I mean? Like his wife was like, why don't you just say 87? He's like, why don't you shut the f*** up? Last I checked, I was the orator in the family, and you were the f***ing insane lady. I say 87, believe me. Score is going to catch on big time. It never did.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you are in the now.
In the now.
On air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it's brought to you by Lyft.
Ah.
You know know that Lyft is the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Only Lyft drivers have in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of your tips. Drivers have been paid over $150 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. Lyft has even taken the guesswork out of pickups. The new AMP device uses color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. Well, that didn't go quite as well as I expected, but then again, that's kind of been the month. But that's okay. You know,
what, the open?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Javier?
Rob, I do too. It was absolutely fine.
Your Javier
let's take
Bardem
some phone calls.
Was great spot impression. On.
Thank you very much. Let's go right to the phones right now because we are loaded, even though we're taping the show an hour earlier today. Let's go to Joey from Hollywood, Maryland. Always kind of an oxymoron as far as I was concerned. Hey, Hollywood, Maryland. It's like going to, let's go to New York City, Virginia. Joey, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi. I love the show. I'm totally loving this app. It's brilliant. I don't have to listen to any other podcast now.
I love that. That's fine with me.
Good man.
I hit play and just let it run. I don't need any other content. I am, I don't know. I just think this is absolutely genius, and you guys deserve a big pat on the back. And I also want to mention that I am the president and founding member of the Oscar Santana fan group, the Not Okay Corral.
Oh, well, I like that.
The Not Okay Corral.
I respect
the
that.
The Not Okay Corral.
Make a
that
T-shirt.
Is my favorite.
I love
that's
it.
The,
send me
this
one.
We might not
large.
Be able to duplicate this call. The Not Okay Corral is pretty
the
good
best.
Stuff.
Hollywood, Florida. Hollywood, Maryland on fire.
Yes.
You know what? What Joey refers to is the fact that not only do we live stream this show Monday through Friday, but the fact is after the live stream is over, you can just press play and you never know what you're going to get. It's like
exactly.
A box of chocolates and it's fantastic.
24/7 live stream.
We appreciate the call. That's a great one to start with. Let's go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hello, Baton Rouge.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. What can we do for you? Mike is from Baton Rouge. How are things in Louisiana?
They're great. Actually, I think Rob may know me, and Mike, you maybe too. I'm actually Spike. It's my grandfather's nickname, so I'm Spike on Facebook.
Spike!
Do you know Spike on Facebook, Rob?
Not really. Sorry about that.
I know Spike on some adult sites.
Yeah, of course.
Why would you be well known? I mean, there are thousands of people, billions of people around the world. How do you stand out on Facebook? Why would you mention that?
I mean, I birthday greeting from Rob every year, and I figured that's
my oh, this Spike. Is the guy that I say happy birthday to, Mike. Now I remember.
You get one of Rob's fabulously
canned,
fabulously wonderful Anton Chigurh. Birthday greetings every year. You
have
get
a boss
that?
Birthday.
Yeah,
Spike.
When is your birthday? What is the date again? Remind me.
Oh, Rob, I figured you would remember it. February 1st.
That's right, February 1st, Mike. This is Spike.
He's a Pisces.
Yeah, that's right. Not a Pisces.
Hey, Mike, here's the important thing. You're in Baton Rouge. You just drive down the road. You coming to see us in NOLA in November?
Oh my God, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Awesome.
A friend of mine was getting married, and I almost the weekends almost coincided, and I told her, if this coincides, I'm not going to be standing in your wedding.
That makes me hope you'll I smile with that. Boy, that's two in a row. It can only go downhill from here. Let's go to Chan from Oklahoma. Well, I know a Chan in Alaska.
Right.
He's a problem.
This isn't Chan from Alaska, is it?
It actually is.
Chan!
Oh Chan.
Right. Don't ruin this, Chan.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Chan.
Chan.
Okay. Hi, Chan.
So I'm down in Oklahoma visiting my dad in the hospital.
Are you on a cell phone, Chan?
Unfortunately, I am.
Okay, yeah, you're breaking up a little bit. It sounds like
you're
on the
window.
Metal roof. Yeah, go to the window.
Or if you're in the hospital, maybe you should turn it off.
So you guys almost put me in the hospital next to him. I'm driving down the road here in Oklahoma, And what caught my eye was Family Dollar Store.
Chan, I hope your dad, how's your dad doing? Is he doing okay?
Actually, he's recovering quite well now. So, but it awesome. was a good scare. So,
awesome.
Thank you.
That's good to hear. And yes, Family Dollar hospital visit.
Family Dollar, don't call from Alaska.
let's go to Kim in Vacaville, California. Hi, Kim.
Good morning, Mr. O'Mara and crew.
This is like an It's Pat call because I saw Kim,
I know.
Which can go either way, and then it's a very either high-pitched male voice or a low female voice.
Damn it,
I'm not sure.
I've had that all my life.
You know, you could play it for all it's worth, Kim. You could, you could really be a. This could be an It's Pat call if you want. Let's just don't tell us whether you're a man or a woman. Just get into the body of the call, and then we'll try to figure it out.
Excellent, a game.
Okay, well, I am going to be installing my new Wi-Fi thermostat that I purchased through the Amazon page of Michael Mara.
It's a guy. It's
I
a
think
guy.
So.
It's a dude.
Then I'm going to paint
it's
the shed.
No chance.
With wood on the nerd. Amazon.
I appreciate all your support on the
not
Amazon
a chance,
tab.
Pony says not a chance. That's fantastic.
Pony,
so you can enjoy
smoking.
What?
Quit smoking, Pony.
yeah. All right. Well, Kim.
Kim, if you were to smoke, would you smoke a regular or a 100?
Great question.
I would smoke a regular.
It's a man.
Regular.
Man.
Okay.
Definitely a dude.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
And
Kim, I have
who's...
a high voice, too. How do you like that?
So you're installing a Wi-Fi thermostat?
Yes, Mike. You want to come over and help? Oh, never mind. I know how you are.
Yeah, well, I got mine installed. I use mine
like
every day. I use mine every day. I actually use Nexia. I use Nexia to control the temperature down here. And I tell you. My little HVAC for this tiny
it's
little
humming.
House is just, oh, my God.
Nice.
And it's on borrowed
it
time, right? I mean, it's
no,
old,
he's got
right?
a new one. He just got a new one in.
Oh, that's right. You got it a couple years ago. Now I do remember. Yeah. Because you were talking about how the average
like
life.
Two shows on it.
Yeah, we did two shows.
I was
two.
Thinking of the fact that you talked about the average lifespan. Yeah, I'm
you
fine.
Okay?
I'm fine.
Okay.
You're talking. Right. We had a discussion about the average lifespan of an air conditioner, and
mine
you said that yours outlived
years.
It. And outlived it. That's why I thought that it was an extended.
That's why I
had
the new one installed. The guy came out to install it and told me it was.
Remember, we were concerned with Mike's Wi-Fi because he's using too much stuff with Wi-Fi.
That's right. That's right. Now I recall.
It's called Nexia, and I control my thermostat with it. And because it's been so incredibly, it's going to be a record temperature here today.
Mm-hmm.
Balls hot. And
balls
that
hot.
Thing. You know, I set. Would you? I will give a small Family Dollar toy to the first person can tell me what I have my thermostat set on right now, and it's almost freezing in here.
Kim, you want to go, ladies first?
Yeah, go ahead. 77 is incorrect, but close.
I would say 72.
72 is incorrect.
Oh.
Mike likes to stay cool, and he's a man that says, I want my comfort. I'm going to go 68.
Yeah, thanks, douche. That is incorrect. I'm sorry. It is 75.
Oh, 75?
So, Mike, here's what they could have won.
A toy helicopter.
Thank you, Pat Neely. Let's go to Matt in Buffalo, New York. Hello, Matt.
Hey. Toy helicopter, family store. Cool. I had a baby, and we had a baby on Easter Sunday. And,
congratulations!
Wondering, Mike, if you had any. Thank you. If you have, Mike, if you have any advice for an older fellow like myself that punched one out a little late.
I will tell you what I tell everybody, and I will tell you seriously how I feel about it. Matt, being an older father is, I can't even begin to tell you how much joy it is to, it's the absolute best thing in my life. It's not even close to, there's nothing else that compares to it. I love it. And I love my daughters from a previous marriage too, you know? What? Who's hemorrhaging back in there?
Over here. It was Dan O'Brien who really enjoyed the phrase.
What's Dan O'Brien enjoying the show?
Because he said he punched
show,
one out.
I can't hear down here.
He punched. He said the caller.
Dan O'Brien, intern prerogative. My call out of the studio.
Yeah,
right?
He did not today. He
out
got
of the
kicked out today.
Oh, okay. Too long.
Yeah,
too long. The guffaws for the boys.
You laugh too much.
Sorry, pal.
Yes, you're out of here. You're out of here.
Trying to say a nice, sweet thing about being an older father. Get out of there.
Don't laugh more at the caller than Mike ever again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mike.
Was it? Was he? Hold on, sir. Hold on a second. I'd like to regain. I'd love to regain control of the show. Thank you. Was he laughing at Punched Out?
Yes.
It, Mike, it was a funny line if you've never heard it. They're still young. They're so young. They're so impressionable. Yeah, he's probably never heard that line before.
That's
in this PC world.
That's what actually continued the guffawing 30 seconds.
And this
the
PC
call?
World for a young 20-something, a young buck, Mike, they've never heard that, I imagine.
Yeah, and he might have a lack of oxygen to his brain. His shirt is super tight today.
if one is being technical, Punched Out would be what the woman did, really. He didn't punch one out.
No.
I mean,
no.
It was
unless he hit his wife.
If you don't mind me asking, Matt, how old are you?
No. I'm actually I'm a little bit younger than you, 42.
Oh, that's
you're a kid.
Yeah. You're a baby. Yeah, you're fine.
I'd say you're 3 years.
42 is the new 32.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That's what Oscar's going to be. That's
I'm going to be, hopefully I'm 46 if everything goes right.
You're already mapping it out.
Mike, I looked at the house as I was walking out yesterday of the house, and I said, we don't even have room for a dog. Let alone a person.
That's true.
You know what? You're going to be a good father. I think you're going to be all in when you do it.
I'll be the heavy, the one that beats.
No, stop it. Stop it. That's terrible.
Your house isn't big enough to get a good hand, get started.
Yeah.
You can't do it. There's no wind up. You can't hit.
That's good, though.
Pinch. Pinch is what I mean.
Strong pinch.
From Winchester. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I wanted to ask you, was there ever someone that you interviewed that you were really looking forward to interviewing but turned out to be just an awful interview?
I've got probably the absolute top of my list, unquestionably, the greatest disappointment, the greatest interview disappointment in my career. Going away. Absolutely going away.
May I guess?
Sure.
Is it DR?
Yep.
Yeah, thought so.
Yeah. Don Rickles.
What happened?
Was it... Don and Mike? Or
yeah,
was
it was the Don and Mike show in the Rockville years, I remember.
Brought all the boys great joy that he just was completely not into it. One-word answers, not cooperative, not insulting, tired, I
low
guess.
Energy,
didn't
want
to do it. Low energy, and it was a crushing disappointment. It truly was. I don't remember. It's hard for me in my career to remember someone that I looked forward to interviewing more. That was more of a disappointment. So it was, and I hate to speak ill of the dead now, but, you know, everybody heard it. Everybody knew what it was all about. It was very, very difficult. There have been difficult interviews, but I didn't really care about it. The greatest interview, I think, as far as somebody who really brought it, was probably John Madden. When John Madden was at the top of his success
always.
Doing the NFL broadcasts on CBS. But Don Rickles was just a real nad.
It was hard to watch you during that interview because you were really, it was crushing.
Yeah, it was
your
terrible.
Idol, yeah.
So you had another one, Eric? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, how about vice versa? Anybody that you really didn't care about interviewing, but it turned out to be a fantastic interview.
LaToya Jackson. Thank you very much. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
A lot of content.
She insulted you.
Yeah. Natalie Cole, the late Natalie Cole, correct?
Yes. She was the first person to die in the year. She was the first one to die in that year of all the celebrities dying.
Yeah, she came in once and was a great interview and then came in another time and was just bitchy and horrible and nasty.
Wasn't Patrick Swayze a tremendous, pleasant surprise?
Yeah, well, Patrick Swayze came in and was hungover from the night before. Can we pick any more celebrities that are dead?
Oh,
that
I forgot. He's
I'd love to hear the Patrick Swayze story. Yeah. That sounds phenomenal.
Patrick Swayze came in and had been out the night before, and it was super early doing the old morning show. And it was one of those interviews where all the staff came in early. Everybody wanted to see the movie star. Movie stars
Roadhouse.
Are... That is a different
Ghost.
Level, by the way, of celebrity. If you get somebody that's been in the movies, been on regular television... movies, though, the pinnacle, and Patrick Swayze was
red
hot. I mean, right in Dirty Dancing era. That was he may have been promoting Ghost. I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure.
I think you might be right.
He came in and he was so hungover. I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. I looked out, and in the old WAVA studio, there was a big iron door, and you looked down a hallway to the green room, the producer's room, as it was called.
Mm-hmm.
You had a new studio and then the producer's room, and I looked down, and he was at our assistant producer's desk. It really wasn't even an assistant producer desk. It was more like just a desk in there where we put stuff, and he was out. He had his head on his arms, and he was sitting and out. I said, this is going to suck, and he came in.
And he had that hangover energy that was just so spectacular.
Just lit it up.
And he was so much fun. And then he went in and he recorded stuff that we used for years after that.
Oh, that's
and
amazing.
He was fantastic. He was really, really a good guy. I loved that moment. It wasn't the best interview that I've done, but I mean, I remember hearing it.
I know that, you know, in 10 more years, I think I will have worked with you at WAVA because it gets closer and closer to me being a part of that show because I listened so hard, but I wasn't there. But I remember that show, and it was fun. It was funny.
In recent memory, Chuck Todd from Meet the Press, just because he was so relevant at the time when he
and
came
Lucy
into the
studio. Goosey.
Yeah. And Lucy Goosey, and he had a great time.
Like himself,
and
God, like a real person, not a
by
robot.
The way, I'm on Rob every week to just beat him over the head and try to get Chuck Todd on the show, you know, now more than ever. Just
we need him.
That would be so much fun. Let's go to Dave in Charlotte, North Carolina. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, three wise men.
Oh, hello there.
We are the three wise men. I thank you for acknowledging that. We are wise. In the case of Oscar Santana, wise beyond his years.
Oh, thank
Rob Spiewak, wise. And me, a little, I could be a little wiser at this advanced age.
You're Balthazar, aren't you?
What can we do for you, Dave?
I just wanted to give you guys a great heartfelt thank you. You make the miles roll away during the week.
Thank you very much. Scorned. I appreciate the call. That's great. We like that. Let's go to the Outer Banks of North Carolina and speak to Pam. Hello, Pam.
Pam? It's Sam.
Sam!
Who's taking the calls? No, hold on before you give me crap. It's written on a screen for me. Who's taking the calls?
I believe that would be Dan O'Brien.
Ah, two for two today. Two for two. He's getting that to a regular kind of that one a week thing now where he writes down the name. Well, I'm very sorry, Sam, and always nice when I mess up a name to get the overzealous guy. Pam, what are you, smoking crack? Meanwhile, Dan O'Brien's out in the phone screen room going, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Okay, writing down least favorite intern. All started with that congressional thing to start
Sham.
With.
Sham.
Oh, very important. Okay.
Hey, I appreciate that. I'm Dan O'Brien.
Sam, what can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to relate a story with regards to the Jack Ryan Amazon series.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Oh, the Oscar Santana show.
You took all that time bitching about your name. Oh, let's go to John. John is in Mobile, Alabama. Hello. Sorry about that. You know, it's all that time about the name.
I know.
Just you made it all about him.
Hello, boys. Yeah. How have all you today?
Who is that?
Hello, John. John, how are you?
I am excellent, if I must say so. I'm calling specifically to congratulate all you fine gentlemen for coming to the Deep South this November. I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, John, we're looking forward to getting down there where the magnolias bloom and enjoying some good Southern hospitality. Yes,
it is fine. I must say the city will not be quite as lovely in November as it will be right about now, but we'll have a lovely time.
Isn't there an advantage to November because the heat is broken?
Well, yes, I would say that. The humidity will still be around.
Sure.
You know what's going to... Hold on, John. Put a sock in it for a second. John, I got to tell you something. So when I hear this... And this is making me laugh so much that I'm glad we do the Haley Barber bit.
Yes.
Because this actually makes me...
I also would like to congratulate both you, Robert, and you, Michael, on your fine Southern accents. However, even though you hail from farther south than just about everybody, I think your accent is...
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
I'll pull up your car in just a second.
To Fairfield, California, and Dave. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wide Open Wednesday. Hello.
Dave.
Hey, hello. Oh, I got to take it. Might be a better idea if I hit the button. Hello, Dave.
Hey, got to push the button, Mike.
I know I do. I'm sorry about that. Hey, I just pushed another one. Thank you for your calls. This is wonderful. No, you have to be a disciplined.
Well played.
And now I've gone through them all.
Correct. How dare you?
I can't help myself. It's just
I do think, Mike, it was amazingly funny when you hung up on him using his own logic. Got to hit the button. Well, indeed I did.
We haven't even formally said it, though. It is Wide Open Wednesday. Our phone lines are open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I was really excited to come in and do the bit with the No Country for Old Men. And I made a terrible mistake, Rob. I played it as though Oscar would be the audience, and then Oscar didn't laugh. So it was very, very frustrating to for me.
Well, that's, I think what it is, Mike, is it was an amazing playlet, and sometimes, you know, the movies don't have a laugh track. Yeah. The people are laughing when they hear the movie.
True.
That's true. It is a pivotal point in the movie. Mm-hmm. I was more enamored with the way you were playing it.
I've got Javier Bardem on the brain. There's an article on my Texture app where I'm reading, I think it's Esquire magazine, where they profile him and just how incredible
he's in the new
Pirates
movie.
He is.
And you want him to play the Russian ambassador. You have him pegged to play that.
I just like watching it. It's
he's
a lot
great.
Of fun.
He's a phenomenal
you know?
Actor.
But, the movie I saw in the theater, No Country for Old Men, and I left it because the ending, I kind of went, meh.
The ending was depressing.
It ended so suddenly and depressingly, and then now I cannot pass it on cable and not click on No Country for Old Men. I find it absolutely, especially with Javier Bardem. And the scene with him and Woody Harrelson,
mm-hmm.
where he's sitting in the hotel room, and he says, "You don't have to do this." And he goes, "Why do they always say that?" And it's just, it's so, I think it's one of the greatest movie villains
of
all time. Absolutely going
away. Do you think some of the greatest movies are the movies you don't necessarily fall in love with on the first viewing? And may I offer as an example, Napoleon Dynamite? It took me about four times before I really, really enjoyed it. And now,
I didn't enjoy it the first time. I had to get into the rhythm of it.
I adore it. I think it's so brilliant.
Pulp Fiction. I was completely confused by the sequencing of the movie, and so I had to go back and watch it again. Once you understand what they're doing, it's a much better movie to watch.
Pulp Fiction, that was one that we had a screening for early in the morning before the show, and I knew nothing about it. I didn't even know that I was about to see John Travolta on the screen. Yeah, and so it was so out of the blue for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is this Look Who's Talking 3?
There are certain movies that I see and instantaneously. More comedies, I think, than dramas. When I saw Something About Mary, I was in a screening for that. Two other people.
Right away,
I was unhinging my jaw laughing out loud because I thought the gags were incredible. A drama, sometimes it's much more of a... and movies, you can document this, that movies that don't necessarily kill it in the box office go on to gather a cult following, and then they gather everybody and they become iconic.
Shawshank Redemption,
not a hit in the theaters.
Not
correct?
A hit at all.
Super Troopers made, I think it's Fox Searchlight, $90 million on DVD sales.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Large
Pharma. Nobody saw it. It sucked in the theaters, correct?
Yeah, they didn't have they had a decent showing for a comedy, an R-rated comedy. But when it went to DVD, like 90 million.
Because you can share a DVD and not many. What is it?
No,
Broken Lizard?
No, it's different. It was one of those staples, at least for me in college. Yeah, Broken Lizard.
Yeah, that's the
that
comedy
you'd have trope. To go and buy the DVD. So if you didn't have Super Troopers in your DVD collection, one of the main movies that you would watch when you were in school.
Here's the thing about movies. I think this is why we kind of get what we deserve when it comes to movies. Because of that, because you have indies, independent films that are... I think if it was more of an open playing field, if you had more of a crap table with Hollywood where you could just see what sticks to the wall...
They just go tentpole all the time.
You get so much more stuff. Instead, you know, we get the franchises and it's on and on. So when you see a Javier Bardem in a franchise like Pirates of the Caribbean, you know, even he elevates that. He brings a little bit more to that. But make no mistake, I mean, he'll probably do another movie in 8 years after doing this because that's such a payday for him.
Oh, he's definitely. And the stunt casting will get people in a little bit. They do that on that franchise, too.
This coin traveled a long way. So now you have to call it.
Damn good, Mike.
Call it, please.
Damn good.
It is right now. This is your chance. You don't have to do this. Why do people always say that?
I would like
because you're a homicidal maniac. That's why you're killing people with a cow puncher.
I would like to see a parody of that scene, but then the guy on the other side is a guy asking if it's like a Buffalo nickel. So he asks him more about the coin itself.
Well, you know what? It was last minute. We really didn't hone it and refine it. Let's take a call from Fredericksburg. Let's go to Darren, Fredericksburg, home of the University of Mary Washington. Go ahead, Darren.
Gentlemen, this is your boy Kells. What's going on?
Kells.
Kells.
Hey, it's our boy Kells.
It's been forever. Jeez. Yes.
And now, I listen, I don't want to insult anybody here, but Kells, have you spoken to us before?
I remember
Years back.
I remember Kells from the WJFK days.
Do I wish you happy birthday?
Yes, you do, sir.
Well, happy birthday.
Kells, what are you doing in Fredericksburg, and why are you calling us?
I moved down there. It's actually pretty good down here. And Mike, next time you're down here, Mason Dixon, I owe you a barbecue Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
I think, is Mason Dixon, is that the one that's the kind of looks like, I remember this guy. He has the dogs that call, that bark in the background, right? Is that a dog?
No, I'm dogs? Walking the dogs right now. I'm off today, and fortunately, it's my duty for the morning.
What is squeaking? What am I hearing?
It's a little Pomeranian. It gets on my nerves.
So it is a dog.
Yeah.
He just said, he did Dennis Murphy. He said, no. He started with no. Yes, you are walking a dog.
It's Kells. It's our boy Kells.
It's our boy Kells.
Kells. I remember you. Tall black man, right?
You were great on Frasier.
Frasier!
Kells Grammer.
You guys' first Raw show, Rob's Birthtacular. Some things you just can't get out of your mind.
Mike, he was there at your house. He's right. I think he DJed. He DJed at your home in your living room. Raw show.
I've got to stop drinking. I have no memory of this.
What?
Kells, it's great to hear from you, and I'm happy you're still listening. That is awesome, man. And the guys are too. They just won't say it.
DJed at my house?
At your house in Manassas. We wanted a DJ.
For Rob's birthday show,
and he came and set up the turntables, the speakers, everything.
So this would have been in March of 2010.
Oh my God! I remember that.
Yes,
and it was like a really great show.
Yes,
and
it was
Kells,
a very disturbing show too.
What?
It was a very disturbing show because we had some.
We had adult entertainment. Yes.
I'm trying to think of the adult. Do you remember the adult entertainer?
I think. And let me ask you this, Kells. Was there an adult entertainer that Buzz received on my behalf?
That's the things you can't burn out of your memory.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
I got it. Now I remember.
Yeah. We were in Mike, I will say this, and I think this will help refresh your memory. The program was in a transition stage.
Hey, Kells, is the diner you talk about, is that kind of like 1950s building, the old like IHOP style A-frame building? Is that the Mason-Dixon place?
Yeah, you spoke of it the last time you were down here visiting, and I remember hearing about it, and I said, I got to go over there and try to catch you the next time. Next time you're down here, they have a barbecue Bloody Mary that is ridiculous.
Yeah, the place has a line on the door. It's fantastic.
Check it out.
Let's take Kells.
Thanks,
God
Kells.
Bless you.
Thanks, Kells.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's take one more call
that
here.
That made my day.
Let's take one more call here.
Mike, let me ask you this.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, the idea.
Can you tell him to get his act together today, please? Jesus Christ. Okay. Steve from Sacramento. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Mike. This is your future hip.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, it's my future hip calling. That's wonderful. Hi, hip.
I'm calling to tell you that I am bionic.
I'm bionic. Okay, thank you very much. Hit the music, for Christ's sake. We got to go to break.
Take a break here.
Swear to God.
He won't
lost
like
weight
the,
during
the
that.
The hip
segment.
Won't be able to call once it's inside you.
I know. Yeah, yes, it will. We'll have a microphone, just like we used to talk to babies in utero.
Oh, good.
Thank
okay,
you.
Good.
We'll take a break.
Utero.
And we will come back with, hey, all right, there's another type comment here after the... How much editing is going on back there? What's he doing today? Can
They're
someone
screening.
Find out? How's he doing, Pony?
He's doing all right. Hey, it's Steve from India. Look at that.
Try to stay on topic, buddy.
You're going to put we'll you back in utero.
And come back right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week with the Mike O'Mara Show. During my usual Amazon.com browsing, I came across a journal called Pep Talks. Immediately thinking of Oscar, I thought about what kind of TMOS paraphernalia could be out there. So I did some more investigating. Did you know you can discover the secret to Southern cooking with Pat Neely's cookbook? Maybe you want to curl up with Joan Crawford's memoir during an episode of Feud. Or you can tell the world you're a rube by drinking out of a mug that reads, I survived the magical rainbow flavor of a unicorn frappuccino. With millions of more products, there's no telling what else could be out there. Click on the Amazon banner on the TMOS website and start shopping now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I was just talking about reading my Javier Bardem interview in Esquire magazine, and I was reading that on Texture. It's really one of my favorite magazines. If you never check out Esquire, if you get the Texture app, you can do that. As a matter of fact, the great thing about Texture that I love owning it is that I can actually get this app, put it on my smartphone or tablet. I have it on my iPad at this particular time, and it allows me to sample magazines I normally wouldn't get. If I'm in a newsstand, I'm not going to pick these magazines up and make the commitment, but if you have Texture, you get all the magazine. You get hundreds of them. You get Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Cosmo, Oprah, Time, Newsweek, Glamour, National Geographic. You get them all.
Everything.
And you can dive in to whatever might interest you on the cover. Another cool thing about Texture, you open up a magazine. It gives you the homepage right there, and it's all just by pushing. Mm-hmm. And like, you get the first article. It's not like you have to wade through in a regular magazine all the different ads and things that they have. You can press on the article that's on the cover. You can just go right to the cover. If they've got somebody like Javier Bardem that you want to read the interview, bam, press the cover of the magazine. It takes you right to the interview. It's absolutely an incredible app. It's growing like wildfire, and you're going to love it right now. Normally, it's $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, get a 14-day free trial. It's fantastic, and I know you're going to get it after that. Texture gives you access to every magazine. It was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad app, so start your free trial right now. Go to Texture. They're offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. I'm addicted to it. I truly am. We did before the break say that we have a call from India. This will be the last call for Wide Open Wednesday. Let's go to Steve in India. How are you, Steve? Good to have you on the show.
Hey, it's good to be on the show.
Are you really calling from India? It's an amazing connection. A little bit of a delay, but it's an amazing connection.
Yeah, I'm standing in the Marriott Hotel in Pune, India, just about to wrap up a day of work meetings, and hope I'm not too tired that I bring the show down.
Oh. Well, you do sound like you're a little tired, but, you know, India trumps the fatigue.
Absolutely.
What are you, you know, are you in the CIA? What are you doing over in India right now?
You got a call center?
I work for a software company and have a development team over here. So here to do some planning on what we're going to start building.
Hey, I heard in business school that in India, when you do business out there, sometimes the title of the actual position is more important than the actual work. Like, if you call someone a senior systems engineer, that's more important to the family and the culture than the actual work that's being done.
And the paycheck, maybe?
Yes. I mean, the work is important regardless, but sometimes you just have to give
them
a title.
Sounds like a radio station.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you assistant to the assistant program director.
Yes.
Oscar really brings up an important point. This is actually something I struggle with, because in the kind of software development methodology we use, you know, self-organization at the lowest level is supposed to be very important, but there is a cultural predilection to defer to your superior.
Mike?
And it can be a problem.
Absolutely.
Hey, have you seen the Taj Mahal?
Steve, private message me. We'll talk offline with that.
Thank you, Steve. And
I'll do that, Oscar, and I can do that since you haven't blocked me, but Rob has.
So he's a jerk.
Thanks, Steve. Hey, Rob, good call. Anyway, that's fantastic.
Mike, they got white domes and fountains and everything. That building is, I like to die.
Go French kiss a cow. Go French kiss a cow. Go ahead. No, that's great. Steve, thank you very much. God bless you for calling.
Wonder
all the way,
why I blocked him.
From India.
How dare
my
you?
My God.
Bore me.
All right, let's bring, I was probably a little rough on the boy. Let's bring him over to the free microphone. Let's speak to Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien.
Dan O'Brien.
Yeah. Right. He is our, there's been a recent shuffle in the intern levels.
Who else is on campus? I can't see
him. Diego as well.
We have Diego, and we have our new intern, Adam.
We've got Adam as well.
Oh, we have Adam,
yeah,
too.
All right.
Is Adam the Jesus of Nazareth?
Yes, he is.
All right.
He does a lot of things on girls.
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead. We've got Dan on the mic.
Hi, Dan.
How's it going, sir?
Hold on a second. Get
on. Let's go. Hey, Dan, what have we learned today?
Shut up when you want me to.
That's such a great student answer. Sure, I'll take it. Thank you, Dan. All right, that's it. Lecture.
Shut up when you want me to.
Fantastic.
Thank you. Welcome back to the fold, Dan.
I just Dan O'Brien. If I'm looking at him, I can't get mad.
Has there been another shift, or is he still at the bottom?
I don't. You know, I love all our interns. Yeah. I really do.
I know.
I really love them all. You know, it's like I never. I don't have the kind of proximity to interns like Oscar had with Mac, where it got really and it did get personal. It did get personal, but you know, it's. I like all our. I love having young people around. I mean, more now more than ever. And once we started bringing the interns back, it just completely and totally energizes the show.
We have a pretty good. We have a great batch right now. I think we have a new one starting next week as well. And the ones that have stuck around, I love them all. Except
did we do a real formal interview with Jesus of Nazareth?
No, I don't think we did. We were very
brief
with
Dan. Dan O'Brien, give your headphones to Jesus and have him sit.
And isn't that the name of your inspirational book, Mike?
Yes, Jesus.
Give your headphones to Jesus.
Give your headphones to Jesus. That'll be on the Praise the Lord Network real soon.
Buy buckets of food tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. He's ready to speak to you. This is Adam Spencer.
No, I want to see him.
Okay, go to the
Mike interns. Demands to see you.
I have to see the
before
the young lad
you
too.
Sit, do a little twist about so he sees what you're all about. There you go.
Oh, my God. That's perfection. I call that so right.
That's
right.
Perfection.
A twirl, as they would say.
That's right. Let me first say thanks for coming back. Oh. There are a lot of people all throughout the world that have been waiting for your second coming.
Yeah, Mike, I waited really three whole days.
Yes. Adam, I know we had a mini interview with you. You've been here now just a couple of times. How are you finding the Mike O'Mara Show machine? How are you enjoying yourself?
I'm liking it a lot right now. Everyone I've met has been really kind and helpful, and the technology looks a little intimidating at first, but you know, the more we work through it and the more people show me, it's not as scary as it looks.
Got a decent broadcasting voice.
Yeah, this is what I would tell you about the technology. Rest assured, there are very few people around you that know how to use it.
You're looking at one of them that does.
Are you saying that for yourself?
Yes. I was letting him know if he has a question.
Look at Oscar. He got all sensitive.
Very defensive. Well, he wants to make a good first impression.
Well, Mike, we just learned how to multitrack yesterday. Very sad establishment.
But Oscar was excited that the new intern was able to go down to Starbucks, get his sandwich and coffee, and return in a timely fashion.
Faster than any other
slug. Without incident.
Without any other slug I've sent down there.
Yeah, it was great.
So you go to school down around the Newport News area.
Yes, sir.
And you're from Manassas, so you still have the family in Manassas?
Yeah, I live right on the edge between Woodbridge and Manassas, but they built those new townhouses down there, and my uncle lives there too.
Yeah. So. Woodmass.
Yeah.
All right. So are you living with mom and dad during the summer?
Yes, sir.
And dad's a super fan, right?
Yeah, dad's a big fan. Listening since, you know, the Don and Mike days, everything
awesome.
Like that.
Cool.
That's wonderful. Well, welcome. I think we established the fact that not currently engaged, girlfriend,
you're on
or
Bumble,
anything like that,
Tinder.
Right?
You're just laying pipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I would urge
young
you to
man
pay attention.
Seeks trim.
I would urge you to pay attention to the next segment because we are going to spotlight one of our coworkers and do a little update on the love life because he's actually had a listener reach out to him to seek love. And I'm not sure really what the update is, and we will do that when we come back. Would you like to take us to break, Adam? Would you say the Mike O'Mara Show, lots of fun coming up. I'm Adam the intern. You know, this is your first thing to go on your little audition tape. So you can wing it and take us to commercial in any way you see fit. Ladies and gentlemen, intern Adam, take it away.
Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'll be right back with more fun and entertainment. Thank you.
All right, very good. Yeah. Not as exciting as I wanted, but...
Summertime, fun time, vacation time. As you traverse the highways and byways of America with the family, convalesce from hip surgery, or toil long hours slaying the dragon, you'll need a few laughs. That's where a TMOS bonus package comes in handy. It's an extra hour of hilarity and hijinks that will keep you cackling through the dog days of summer. Try a month's subscription to test the waters or buy a whole year. Your support keeps the funny train chugging and keeps you in. Duh. No. Do your part and become a proud 2%er. Get your bonus show subscription today.
Makes a great gift.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Like that at the end. Makes a great gift.
Nice.
Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy, and it makes sense. But what if you're not sure? What if you're on the fence? First of all, it's a painful place to be. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they are also our office mates here at the TMOS studios, and they handle Woo! Oscar's mortgage nice. And treated him like a king, and they've got a cute little dog, too.
Yes, do not wait. People! Open up any newspaper or any website. You will see the mortgage rates are low. Cornerstone First Financial will actually walk you through your mortgage and let you know everything you need to know about how to get it done and get it done on time.
By the way, guys, I'll mention what I want to mention after I mention that Cornerstone First Financial has a phone number, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And I got an email from someone, a Facebook message actually said, I didn't know you did local advertising. Well, Cornerstone's all over the place, yeah. And they can take national business. But the fact is, we are a small operation.
Take all
and you would be very, very Bring surprised it. At how affordable it is to advertise on this show. We take advertising from you. If you want to advertise your son's bar mitzvah, we will talk about it.
Yes.
Okay? If you've got a small business where you just wanted to give your employees a plug and you know they listen to the show and you want to give us, go ahead.
We'll set
take
it
your
up.
Money.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you need an MC for a wedding.
That's right.
We'll send Mike.
Oscar, Rob, what is the best way if somebody wants to do that? If somebody has a small business, they want to do a two-day run where that's what
sales
they can afford.
sales@mikeomeraShow.com.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. Give us a call and let us know, because I got a couple of those, and I finally said, all right, I'll tell people, it's not like, they all have to be, the huge national advertisers.
Right.
We love those, too, but the fact is, that's what we do. We're a little tiny shop here, and we can do that for you. I have a lot of people that support us, but the fact is, we'd love to hear from you about that. Welcome back to the show. Pony Boy, fingers up, keyboard. It's your spotlight. About a week ago, a little less than a week ago, we had the lady reach out to Pony Boy.
Yes.
And the last I heard was maybe the day after or the 2 days after we talked about Pony and the fact that she was interested, and she mentioned that no contact. He had not reached out at all.
Zilch.
Did you not reach out for any particular reason, Pony?
I did reach out to her.
What?
I answered an email that she sent.
When?
On Friday.
Wait,
Friday?
Rewind. Pony, don't be cute about this. Did the lady called in on the program and said, I want to talk to Pony about his ding-a-ling. And,
I don't remember that.
That was a quote.
I'm just reading between the lines. Mm-hmm. And she was hoping you'd reach out to her, not about any passwords or IT help. She wanted to know more about you know what.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
on Friday night, I got a chance to see Mike, Adrian, Mac, Rob, and his entire family, and what I got before I arrived to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern for the celebration, which you were not at, is, hey, from this young lady, she wrote me personally, she said, I have not heard from Pony, but I have been talking to Adrian, the intern.
Yes,
along.
That's right.
I got that as well.
Adrian is on campus today.
Yes.
Adrian, she reached out to you, right?
I sent a friend, I told Matt, Pony Boy, as soon as we got that phone call, if he doesn't act quick, I will. So I sent a friend request to her, and she messaged me, and we've just been chatting. But yeah, she's really into Pony, not me, so don't worry, Matt.
Well, how did you, first of all, you went in hot simply because you wanted to take advantage of the situation.
Right.
Yeah, I guess
Yeah,
so.
You were trying to block. How did
no,
you? How did,
that's not a word you can say.
How did you find out that she? There's no. You couldn't swoop in.
By
for
the way,
kill?
I get this message, Facebook message, Friday 7:28. Still nothing from your boy, Adrian. On the other hand, .. Was that a multiple?
Whoa.
Or did she send those to us individually?
Individually, individually.
I got one Sunday at 3:44 p.m. and I quote, "Pony flat out rejected moi. Back to the salt mines." And this is interesting. Your father, meaning Horny Bob Spiewak, and a few listeners, plus Adrian, have been quite attentive.
Oh, God. What is wrong with your father?
Male and female.
God. What is wrong
with
you?
Tell
your father to put it in his pocket for a while. He's not. There's not a piece of ass online that he doesn't drool over. God almighty. Yay, whatever her name is. Yay, next person. Yay, I want to bang you. I want to bang you. I want to bang you.
Maybe yay person, but boo pony. Because obviously there's a rejection here.
Well, there's so many guys out there. And by the way, HBS has never, to the best of my knowledge, acted on any of this, correct?
He's just a big flirt.
What he does, Mike, is he makes people feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
How does he, I mean, there is not a woman.
No.
That he misses online.
Well, he's a bloodhound.
There's not a woman. I mean, it's a stunt. Does it bug you a little bit? No, just a teeny tiny bit?
I kind of admire it.
You admire it? Okay.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he certainly doesn't have low T.
That's true.
He does not have low T.
No.
So you rejected her, Pony?
Yeah, I'm not that.
Are you not into skinny chicks?
No.
Not into hot chicks?
Are you not into attractive women?
No, that's not it at all.
Are you not
all.
Into I'm women not... with kids? What is it, Pony?
I'm not into women with kids. This is true.
That's a big win. They're past all their terrible threes. Yeah. You swoop in.
What?
You swoop.
He's talking about the kids.
Yeah, yeah. You swoop in.
Not the
you
women.
Don't have to deal with it. You're the
all the hard work is done. If things work out, you're marrying
they
tax
go to the
deductions.
On their own.
Yes, you don't have to do anything.
I don't like that idea.
You don't
all.
Like the idea
not
of them going
things.
Into the restroom without you?
No. That's
is
weird.
There anything else? I mean, I would think, look, if you're in a situation where a woman, are we really getting a call from Stockholm, Sweden? Hold on, interrupt. We do take calls from overseas. Let's go to, is it Jonas from Stockholm?
Yeah, hi. My name is Jonas. I'm calling from Stockholm in Sweden.
Oh.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for listening internationally.
Flavor.
How are you, sir? And welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a big fan, a bonus show subscriber, and just a big fan of the show. I want to say thank you for all the great content.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So cool.
That's fantastic.
Have you ever fallen in love with your captor?
Oh, stop
thank you,
with
Rob.
The Stockholm Syndrome. God.
We all do that. Yeah, Rob. Yes.
Just checking. Just want to make sure my vision of Sweden was true.
Jonas, your English is very good. Are you a Swede?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm a Swede, yeah.
Well, spread the word. I know that, you know, a tremendous educational system in Sweden where you guys learn English. And the fact is, I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Spread the word all over Sweden. Now, that is a part of the world I would love to take on the road and visit that part of the world. It would be fantastic. Jonas, God bless you. And thanks for supporting the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day, guys.
You too.
That was wonderful. I knew I should keep it brief. I had that whole Swedish vibe, right? That's what it was.
Great meatballs.
We didn't get to his topic. He wanted to hit on Pony's girlfriend.
That's right.
So back to it. So this is where I really feel like we have trouble getting through.
Because we've really applied ourselves to this end.
What are you looking
for? Not really. Not as much. I certainly
Mike,
have.
Well,
no, we've got him on Tinder.
Can you
put him on Tinder?
Yeah. Can you give me a ding or a buzzer if I can describe this wonderful listener that wanted to get to know Pony a little
You're
better?
You're the one that actually researched that. Yeah. I got a lovely profile pic of her and
her grandmother.
And she was nice on the phone.
Can
and
I get a ding or a buzzer? She loves her family.
True.
She's a special ed teacher. She is in shape. She is actually
has a good sense of humor.
She has a good sense of humor. She's proactive about talking to a man.
Yes.
She is local. She has kids.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, no, that's good.
Mike!
I'm sorry. No, that's cruel and that's not fair. Let me tell you. Things being equal, if I was in his position as the massaging alarm,
just by
I would it would not stop me. At
no,
all. It would
no,
not.
And you
if
know
I
what?
Single,
one of the biggest things he didn't even mention. She is a big fan of this show, which means by default they have common interests.
Yeah,
I think she's a fantastic person. I'm just not into dating someone with kids. It's not something I'm looking for.
But how
I'm
do you
sorry.
Know if you've never been there, man?
You really got to try it.
Hold on. Wait. Stop. Here we go. Stop. When was the last time you went on a date?
Probably year and a half ago.
It's a year and a half without even having a dinner. It's so, all right, the gentle female touch, Mike. By the way, I'm going to say two things here, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It is completely Pony's prerogative if he feels strongly.
Yeah, he does what he wants.
Yeah. I am in no position whatsoever to say, well, you should, because I don't know what's in his head. If he really feels strong, I would imagine with everything we listed, the kid thing has to be huge for you. Is this one of your things that you just... I mean, because I don't know. I'm confused because I don't get it because I wouldn't be like that.
Also, for women with kids, if I may say, because I have dated women with kids, right, in the past. What was always
because they were dating you is why they have kids.
The right parent. And she,
the thing is, most of them were kept at the gentleman's club in the back room. They had a little daycare center back there.
Women with kids, when they date, they don't bring their kids with them. If anything, they're more respectable.
By the way, are we saying kids plural or kids singular?
She's got two kids.
Got two kids. Yes. How old?
I didn't get that deep. I just saw some pictures. That's it.
But, you know, I mean, old enough to deal with themselves,
right? So what I loved about dating women with kids is they would show up and they were all business.
I'm sorry, you get the ground and pound, and they roll right back out to the family. I have to go to my buddy. I got to go to my buddy Rich Hostely, who's calling from Croatia.
Hey, my man, saved by the bell.
From the great European excursion day. Are we on day 10, Rich?
We are on day 10.
Day 10 from Croatia.
When is the last time you saw your home, Richard? Because you are always on the road.
You are, really.
I really am. I've just decided that this year and last year were going to be my travel years. So I'm enjoying it here. This place is fantastic. Thailand, I was at last month, was great. But this place, the people are wonderful. The scenery is great. It's just, I can't.
What about the women, Rich? The women.
Do they all have kids?
Rich, I got to ask you some questions, okay? Because this is my friend Rich Hostely, who is another single guy, Pony, another single dude who's out there living the life, enjoying his
and
life
a
right
good
now.
Good looking guy, this Rich Hostely.
Okay, you calm down. Anyway, Rich and Jimmy Cerrito and I rode our motorcycles through Colorado, Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota when we went to Sturgis a few years back. And I am absolutely addicted to, you know, it's really his unofficial blog that he runs online on Facebook where he's talking about all these wonderful places he's been. He is fearless. He is a solo traveler. He stays at these different hostels. For, you know, to save money. And he travels the world. And you're an architect and you're doing your architecture work as you are traveling the world. And it's fantastic. But you have logged a lot of time in this part of Europe. You must be in love with it.
I love it here. I'm trying to get down to Montenegro. I might fly down to Greece, and part of my plan is to possibly go up to Poland. And I've got a friend from Virginia that is from Manassas, and she's flying to Spain. So I might meet up with her and then fly out from London. So, wow, I mean, Pony won't drive
to Pasadena, Maryland.
No, sir.
Oh, my God. Rich, I love the pictures.
Yeah.
He's a great photographer.
Thanks.
And all the one I just wanted to say really quickly, and we are running super short on time. Pony's very relieved that you called.
Yes, thank you.
I will say this. I remember the little exchange you talked about, because when you mention you're staying at a hostel and you're in Eastern Europe and you're talking about the fact that you had everybody thinks hostel with the movies.
Sure.
But you tell the story about the guy that overheard you with an American accent and kind of latched on to you, and you got the creepy vibe times 20 and had to jettison the guy. How creepy was that guy that kind of fused to you and wanted you to go off somewhere with his buddies?
Well, I kept looking for my exit plan the whole time through the conversation. I sit down with a glass of wine. I had some cheese and bread, and he comes running over to me, sashaying in a way. And I want to say he's in his 50s. He looked Hawaiian to a certain extent. He said, "Hey, I haven't heard an American voice in a long time." And over a two-hour conversation of basically him talking, I heard everything about his Croatian girlfriend, his ex, all this and all that, and the story kept changing. That was the problem that I had listening to it. Yeah. Story kept changing, and he's like, "Well, what are you doing tonight?" I'm like, "Well, I need to go back. I need to be up early tomorrow, do some work. I'm actually working on the road." And he just looked at his phone. He picks up his phone. He goes, "Hey, I just got a text from two of my American friends who are in town. One's a pilot, and this other guy is an adventurer or whatever else, and they want us to go bar hopping." And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. He just got a text from his friends, and they know that I'm there. So I just thought I'd get a little bit more information from him. I'm not going to go, but I thought I'd get a little bit more information. He's like, "Yeah, it'll be a great time. And, you know, whatever happens here, you can always crash at my place and whatever else."
Yeah, yeah, sure.
That's creepy. And by the way, you're filing solo all the time. You're meeting people on the road. You did it all over Asia when you were traveling with Asia and met some new friends and did that. You kind of know what to look for. Do you check in with anybody when you're out, kind of let people know? Because you are flying solo. If anything, you know, horrible was to happen, like you ended up, you know, being somebody putting a power drill in your head in a dungeon in Croatia.
Yeah, I check in with my dad. My dad used to work for the State Department and other agencies with three letters, and I let him know where I'm at.
That's good. That's good. Well, listen, keep up the pictures. I love following you,
you.
Online. And I was saying to Carla just the other night that, you know, if we do, tough to do it with a three-year-old, but if we do want to expand our horizons and go somewhere where we've never been before and you've been there, you would be a pretty superlative travel guide. I'd love to go.
You know what would be great is with all these ancient buildings you're looking at over there, Rich, you could come back and build Jimmy a wing castle.
can I interject on this really quick about the wing?
Yeah, absolutely. Go. Rich designed the wing, so yeah.
You guys were talking about when the actual thought process happened, and Jimmy came up with the idea when we were in Reno during your show, and he said, "Hey, what do you think about this?" And I said, "It's a great idea," and here we are 5 years later, and hopefully it'll be done in another 6 months. So,
I hope so. Cool. I know you were a big part of that for Jimmy. Stay safe, Rich. Check back in. You know, I don't know how long's your odyssey going. So maybe you'll be able to call in again sometime.
I'm going here for 6 weeks, and I'm home. I'm actually flying back to Virginia. I'm home for a couple of days, and then I'm back in the UK. I'm headed to India. So
nice.
This is great. I love this. This is awesome. Well, stay safe and keep calling in. We'd love to get your updates.
Send us some pics.
Be safe, Rich.
That's Rich Hostley, my buddy. Once again, you dodge a bullet, Pony. You are off the hook. But is the kid factor the reason you don't?
The kid factor, it's a stage in life that's well beyond anything that I'm at. And
you don't have to be George Michael, for God's sakes.
Father
figure. No one's looking for a father figure.
I'm not. That's not what I'm getting at. It's just that is it. It's something that just. Feels too far along for me. Like,
do you think that someday in your life you will marry and perhaps have a child?
I would like to.
Okay,
but you're okay this is a big problem with your generation, by the way.
Yes,
is there so much on the internet that you just don't need to work to find a woman if it's not convenient?
You know, that is probably a factor.
Yeah.
So very
I agree
sad.
With you there.
Yeah.
Heartbreakingly sad. That is such a sad tale. Yeah. It truly is.
Tragic.
But, Adrian?
Yes, Mike, I'm here.
Go ahead and date the woman. Pony, you're no longer welcome. Thank you. I have spoken in my fiefdom here. There we go. Yeah. Sorry for all the calls. We got news you may not need coming up. Alan Wenzel, I'm sorry. Too late today. We will call next time. Thank you very much. Talk to Rob on the weekend.
Please.
We'll take a break and clear the lines there, Dan O'Brien. We will take a little break here and come back with news you may not need on the very late Mike O'Mara show. Fantastic.
Hey, there he is.
Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. Doesn't
Pony
like
Boy
kids.
3000, always ready to assist you.
Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Children.
Show. You've heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed and how great I sleep. Maybe you've been considered, you've even considered a Sleep Number bed, but weren't sure if you could afford one. Consider this. It lasts twice as long as an inner spring. Bottom line, can you really afford another restless night's sleep? Plus, the Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. That's your Sleep Number setting. It's the perfect bed for couples. We're making the big switcheroo after I get the new bionic insert where I'm going on to Carla's side. And I'm I tweaked it this morning. I said, let me get it to my perfect setting. Let me adjust that. Oh, hello, little riser. I forget what it's called. The little thing that rises up and
that is so cool, down. Though. You can switch sides and you'll preserve your comfort level.
Yeah,
you've got your sleep number on
either
side.
I'm getting out on the left side now because I've got
the hip.
Thing.
That's awesome.
91% of owners recommend Sleep Number. I'm one of them. J.D. Power is ranked at highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award info, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I feel great. Now is the best time to come to a Sleep Number store during their semi-annual sale where a queen C2 starts at only $699.99. You will only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find them near you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them Mike O'Mara sent you or check that little box they give you to make sure that you know that I was the reason you are in that Sleep Number store. If you don't do that, we don't get any credit. And you know what? I'm Irish and it's all about blame and credit, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way it works.
News.
Earlier this month, a Roseanne revival was being shopped to networks, and yesterday ABC revealed that they picked it up after a bidding war with Netflix. It'll premiere sometime early next year with most of the original cast. It's expected to be a one-off 8-episode season, which will revisit the Connor family roughly 20 years later. So one-off means they're just going to hit
do
one
eight
season.
Episodes and be done, yeah.
Okay. There's still no word how they plan to handle John Goodman's character, who died at the end of the original show, but they did shed some light into the Becky situation, since the character was played by two actresses. The original Becky, Lisey, is it Lisey Goranson? Who knows? I don't care.
It doesn't matter, really.
Really. Becky, you know, Sarah Chalk is also involved. Have they done anything since but Roseanne?
Mike,
I'm not sure.
As a kid, when you would watch Roseanne, I remember the first time they switched the daughters.
It's kind of weird. I remember that.
What just happened? Like,
exactly.
I said, did she grow up? Or it was just so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forgot, which was the daughter? Was it an upgrade or a downgrade when they switched?
I think it was a downgrade.
Downgrade. And remember, this is before the internet told you everything.
Yeah.
So you didn't know what happened.
You know what the best story is for a replacement? When they did the first Brady Bunch reunion where it was a variety show and they couldn't get Jan, they brought in a fake Jan. Now this lady that was fake Jan on the variety show has her own website. It's fakejan.com. And she actually sells merchandise based on the fact that for a while she was one of the Brady Bunch. Yeah.
We heard that Johnny Galecki was interested. He played David, but his name wasn't mentioned, so it's unclear if he'll be able to do it around the Big Bang Theory. But Lori Metcalf, who was a very funny lady, she was Jackie Roseanne's sister, and Michael Fishman, that's DJ. That's the
little guy.
DJ, I remember him. They'll be back alongside stars Roseanne Barr, Sarah Gilbert, and John Goodman, but Roseanne's a bit of a tool.
It makes me sad because I love John Goodman, and he's done so much great work since then. I feel like he's lowering himself.
It's a paycheck working actor.
It is.
Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, have only been together since early March, but according to E! Online, they're ready to take the next step. Watch out. A source says, quote, J-Lo and A-Rod are getting very serious and talking marriage. J-Lo wants a future with A-Rod. She would marry him if he asked. She's head over heels for him. They get each other in so many ways. They both have two kids from their previous marriages. What do you think of that?
Pony.
I think that's a great idea. I'm sorry. I'm trying to deal with the calls right now because we normally start at this time, and that's why we were getting a flood of calls.
Don't worry about
it.
Behind the scenes stuff. Don't worry about it, Pony. You don't like women. It's okay.
That's right. I hate them all.
Yeah.
Robin Thicke and his brother Brennan are going to court to protect the estate of their dad, Ellen Thicke. Hey.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's Brennan Thicke.
Sounds like another evil widow situation. At least that's their side of the story. Tanya Kalau, or Kalau, I don't know. It's C-A-L-L-A-U.
Kalau.
Caillou.
Mike, what happened to American names?
I don't know. It's terrible.
Hey, Smith. That's why I like Adam Spencer.
Tanya Kalau married Alan, spelled A-L-A-N,
Canadian.
In 2005, and she signed a prenup. But now that he's gone, she wants a bigger cut. And the Thick Boys. Thick Boys. That sounds like it'd be a great name for a series. The Thick Boys.
I think Oscar subscribes to that site.
They say Tanya has threatened to, quote, make her claims fodder for tabloid publicity unless they meet her demands. Who knows whether this is true? But they did file a lawsuit in order to, quote, honor the memory of their father, protect his legacy, and prevent his testamentary intentions from being undermined by Tanya's avarice and overreaching. So is the widow really trying to do this? Is the widow really trying to get a bigger
payday? What a suck move, yeah.
If you've got a prenup,
I don't know any details.
You've got a prenup.
Solid, yeah.
Tanya's lawyer says the Thicks are the ones causing the problem because they refuse to enter into mediation with her.
Well,
okay, that tells me all I need to know right there.
You only mediate when you don't agree. You know who doesn't agree? The lady.
That's right.
With a prenup.
He also claims she's never threatened to go to the tabloids, and they're the ones trying to smear her name, with the lawsuit. So that just sucks.
Bad people.
I can't imagine, man. My old man passes away, and I got to deal with this crap.
Mike, they're all garbage cans.
Yeah, I side with Brennan.
Oscar Santana. So reasonable right up until that moment. A company just created rompers for men. Oh, get ready for this. Oh, Mike McIntosh, if you don't know what a romper is, it's a one-piece combo of a shirt and shorts.
Yo.
They look cute on babies and are a risky fashion choice for women. For men, well, it's really not a great look. I saw this. This was all over the internet yesterday. A Kickstarter for the man rompers just went live, and they're calling them romp-hims. They're $95 for a romp-him, and they've already raked in over $100,000. No.
Look, I'm a fashion-forward guy. There's no way I'm wearing a onesie around town.
No, and if I do, I'll need your help to zip me up.
All right, I'm going to say this now. You will be spotlighted in New Orleans, Louisiana, if you show up for our live show in a romp-him.
Nice.
If we have rompers for men, if there's some men. No women, please. Romp-hims only.
Maureen, get on the internet. I need one.
Here you go. Researchers recently took samples at three different gyms to see how gross the equipment was. Almost everything is pretty disgusting, and 70% of the bacteria they found was the kind that can make you sick. Three things that were absolutely covered in bacteria were the free weights, the dumbbells.
Yeah, yeah.
The handlebars on exercise bikes and the handlebars on treadmills. Just to give you an idea, here's how gross they were compared to a few other things we touch every day. Free weights had 34 times more bacteria than a lunch tray at a cafeteria, 64 more times more than bacteria than the average water faucet, and 362 times more bacteria than a toilet seat.
Whoa!
I can see that.
The handles on exercise bikes and treadmills were even grosser. They both had about 40 times as much as a lunch tray, 75 times as a faucet, and over 400 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. The craziest part of this story, you'd expose yourself to 10 times less bacteria if you ate lunch off a toilet seat instead of a lunch tray.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty interesting.
For those of you who don't exercise, you're A-okay.
Yeah. Never felt better.
Yeah.
Bring your disinfectant wipes with you.
Will you be having a tray or a toilet seat today?
So nasty. The Eagles have found their replacement for Glenn Frey, and it's Glenn's son, Deacon Frey. In an interview yesterday with the Dallas sports radio station KTCK, Don Henley said, quote, Deacon is a very talented young man. He seems to be up for the task. I'm very serious, Don Henley. He added, quote, there's an old system both in Eastern and Western culture called the guild system, where the father is the master and the son is the apprentice.
Sure.
The trade, the craft, the business is handed down from father to son. I think it's only appropriate the way you should carry on with that. The Eagles are doing those two weekend gigs this summer, Classic West and Classic East. They're going to be joined on stage. What a show. God, Rob Spiewak, Drive to New York. Fleetwood Mac, Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers, Journey, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
wow. Get there early. The handicapped spots are going to fill up quick.
That's going to be a fun
show. Didn't they say the Eagles were going to retire, though, after their induction?
Yeah, it's money. It's all about
They love the money, man. Yeah. Oh, they charge so much.
Thing is, though, if you have that many artists, if you're going to like to one gig, I mean, nobody's going to be able to stay up that late. And now a little something, something.
It's a matinee.
If it starts at like 11 in the morning, or maybe even like 10 in the morning,
yeah,
I'd go.
Sure.
A 26-year-old guy was out with some friends in Leeds, England last month. At around 3 a.m., he was attacked by a guy dressed up as male genitalia.
Mm.
Well, it's then. Not clear what got the penis all fired up, but he broke the guy's shin bone. Ooh, that's painful. The guy needed emergency surgery. It also could cause him permanent damage in the leg. The police say the guy in the costume is white, around 6 feet tall, and it has a shaved head. Yeah, I'm not making this up. That's, this is in the news story.
Very nice.
He was also with a group of friends, so the cops think maybe he was part of a bachelor party, not just out for an evening.
No, no.
They're trying to track him down, and I believe they put out an APB, an all-penis bulletin. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. Wild stuff. All-penis bulletin. I'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Mayer Show. Little Sounds.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Michael Mayer Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Michael Mayer Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station.
No way I hit that.
I like it.
Because I'm distracted. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, brought to you by Amazon. More than a shopping website. Become the way we do things. If you buy something, say something. Spread the word. This is important info, so listen up. Here's the bottom line. Bottom line here.
Your bottom line guy?
Are you? Do you have somebody else that bought something?
I do. I do.
Bought something and said something, Rob?
Yes, absolutely. Nick Lawrence from Vermont. He says, even though his girlfriend doesn't listen to the show, she gets it because she always shops through the portal. She just bought a Honeywell 10,000 BTU portable air conditioner for what he describes as the renovation of their POS home in Burlington, Vermont. And they are about to buy another air conditioner through our Amazon
Very
site.
Cool.
So thank you, Nick Lawrence in Vermont. That's awesome.
God bless him. When you visit Amazon through our website, do it, please, or our app. Tell a friend shopping Amazon this way. Changes nothing for you. Helps us enormously. When you're Amazoning, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and spread the word, ladies and gentlemen. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault and get our little sounds from Rob Spiewak.
Well, every once in a while, say about twice a month, something breaks on the internet and I get slammed. I get it 100 times. But I do want to credit the first person who sent this to me. This is a record mashup of Earth, Wind & Fire and Ozzy Osbourne, and it works so well, it surprised me. Thank you, Clay Palmer, for sending this along. It's by a guy named DJ Cummerbund. And Mike, you'll like this. It actually helps you find the melody of Crazy Train. Right. There is one. So check this out. This mashup is pretty darn fantastic.
Crazy, but that's how it goes.
It's amazing.
They're wild.
Man, that's pretty.
It's sweet, right?
To prop him up and make him sound on pitch, they had to auto-tune it.
I think they did, just a little bit, yeah.
Because Ozzy's all over the place.
But check out the video, because they intercut that really psychedelic Earth, Wind, and Fire September video with Ozzy.
Could mashups ever, I mean, it would be licensing, right? This I could actually hear
as a hit.
Get airplay. It's that good a mashup. And they're never good. They're always forced. This is spot on.
This is magical. The guy is named DJ Cummerbund is the guy who did it. So you can search it up. But anyway, I thought that was
name for
pretty cool. That was called Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ozzy doing that mash. I just, when I saw that, I cocked my head like Linus. I said,
man,
what's going on here?
When I hear Ozzy, though, and I hear that particular song, I still go back to the edge. Yeah,
I know. And
Kenny,
you know what?
King loved Ozzy.
That was the only thing that made me drag my feet just a bit. But I know you liked Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mama, I'm coming home.
All right. Who remembers this scene from Ghost?
Get off my train!
Oh, I do.
Get off
It's terrifying.
It is.
Fantastic.
But not as horrifying as really stepping in it on live television. Yesterday on live with, I guess now it's...
Kelly and Ryan.
Kelly and Ryan. Live with Kelly and Ryan. Ryan was interviewing Jeffrey Tambor, who we remember from The Larry Sanders Show and also right. Arrested Development. I think his new show is called Transparent. This is one of the lead questions that Ryan went with Jeffrey Tambor.
We talked about all the things that you have done. Well, some of the things you've done and you're doing. To me, you're the scary guy in the subway in Ghost.
Oh, this is horrible. You're going to be embarrassed.
Why?
That's not me.
Oh, gosh.
How are you doing? You all
Who
right?
is it?
No, it's Vincent Schiavelli.
Okay. All yeah. right. Well, then.
Are you okay?
No, it's no wonder are you all right? it wasn't anybody's notes. Right. I said, no, I think he's a scary it's guy great. From Ghost. Tell
right.
him.
Right. Wow. Oh. Here we go.
And you know what's great? He came back to it after the break.
Can you bump it up once more?
They put up a split screen.
Spitting image, right? Spitting image.
You got to laugh at yourself.
What is wrong with you?
It made the interview great.
And Vincent Schiavelli is, you know, is
horrifyingly ugly, yeah,
brutal looking man. Not that Jeffrey Tambor is a, you
but
know, a male.
But you remember
model,
him as perhaps Mr. Vargas in Fast Times? You have to forgive me,
Mr.
I'm on Senka.
Oh my God.
But not the only misstep yesterday on the talk show circuit. Ellen kind of stepped in it. Katy Perry was on to really talk up the fact that she's on American Idol now. And I think we all remember Katy Perry was married to Russell Brand, right? It was
yes.
a red-hot brief marriage.
Like, I think less than a year.
Yeah, but Ellen didn't remember.
You were not married.
I was when I was 25.
Were you?
Yeah, it's been a long time, honey.
To who?
No wrinkles, no lines.
To who?
His name is Russell Brand.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Russell. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. Remember, you gave me some wedding gifts on this show.
Yes, I do.
Cool. Yeah.
So, there's that. The Queen of Nice.
Man, how does it make Russell Brand feel, though, you know?
Really? You know what? I remember Russell Brand when he was the ghost on the train. He was great.
Get off of my train.
There is a very, very valid video worthy of your vision on our Facebook page, the Cinnamon Challenge, which we've discussed on a bonus show in the
Dangerous,
past.
Dangerous, stupid, be
which
careful.
Which is why America why the rest of the world hates America. People take a tablespoon of cinnamon and try to swallow it. It's
can be
impossible.
Extremely dangerous.
They videotaped 100 people attempting the Cinnamon Challenge.
I can't believe they're bringing this back. I think that this kills people.
Yeah, people have died.
Are
you aware of this? This was a story where...
It is so wonderful to watch people cough and spit cinnamon because of the brown cloud.
The deaths aside?
No. You have to put the deaths aside.
Okay.
But this is 100 people. This is what it sounds like.
I just said that kills people in Russia. All things being equal.
No people died in the making of this video.
Hold on, I'm just kind of curious because I thought that this
I'm
was
not
a major
sure that the Cinnamon Challenge ever killed anybody.
This is one of those radio stunts that have gone wrong.
Right.
In the same vein as
Hold your wee for a wee.
Yes. Yeah. When people, well, I guess we know more about it because guys have gotten fired over it.
Right.
Right. So it strikes a nerve with us as broadcasters, Mike, because these are the stunts you used to do on the radio, and people would lose their jobs over them.
Yeah, I didn't.
Snopes, a 4-year-old Kentucky boy died after ingesting cinnamon powder. The dangers of the infamous Cinnamon Challenge are well known. Attempting the dare, which involves eating a tablespoon of ground cinnamon without water or anything else, typically ends with the participant spewing out clouds of cinnamon dust amid fits of choking, gagging, and vomiting. The primary reason this challenge is dangerous is that cinnamon is essentially hydrophobic ground up tree bark. Ingesting a spoonful of cinnamon is therefore like coating your tongue, gums, and throat with sealant that blocks off the lubrication necessary for swallowing, but you still have to breathe, and this is what makes the challenge potentially harmful.
Well, I stand corrected. I apologize. I didn't realize there were actually fatalities. I did not know
it's
that.
It's not all yucks, Rob.
No,
not
it's
all
not.
Yucks.
And thanks for jumping on at that exact point, Oscar.
Do you still want to play it? It's your call. This is purely you.
No, let's change the topic.
That way we can... Show.
And
we
can, I don't want to hear it.
We can finish
on.
Up the show and take down the video, too. I think that might be a good plan.
Well, we're not so PC that we're... It's not like we're telling people to do this.
Yeah, I'm telling you not to do this, yes. actually. This is what
I think it's important, and you know, at least you're keeping up on the current trends. This story was released on January 15th, 2015.
People, I see, but this video just posted.
Yes.
You see, this was 100
just
people.
Just like videos that say Don Knotts is dead post. What, because something, it's like, are you, keep digging, because the video posts, that means it's fresh.
Well,
you know?
No, I'm sorry. You know what, again, what can I say? I apologize.
I personally, look, I think if we play something like this, we need to just say heads up, not to this is not to be tried.
No,
at home.
No,
people
no.
Have died.
No, don't play it and don't talk about it.
I'd love to hear 100 people be dummies.
I will play it for you after the show. Then,
all right.
Let us close with this, Mike. Yes. Tracy Morgan has a brand new special on the Netflix. It's extraordinarily funny, and his opening bit. Remember, he was nearly killed when his car, his limousine bus, was hit by a Walmart truck. He nearly killed him,
and the Walmart truck was filled with cinnamon.
And it was driven, Mike,
that's
by a lady that had two kids.
And Rob was actually in the passenger seat. He said, be that as it may.
It's just a fender bender.
That's all it is. Anyway, here's Tracy Morgan. All that aside, Mike.
All that aside.
Here's Tracy Morgan's take on his accident. I recommend his special on Netflix highly.
When I was in that wheelchair, I still shopped at Walmart. You still can't beat their prices. After my settlement, everything went up a penny. When I was in that coma, y'all, I saw the white light. But I ain't go to it because I thought it was the police. Huh? I got warrants, man. You can't get into heaven with priors.
Can't get into heaven with priors, Mike.
Priors, warrants. I got warrants, yo. That's what I got with that.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Don't eat cinnamon.
Thank you. That's right.
Thank you.
Just kind of scary there.
I understand.
It, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our, you know, our listeners are 48 years old. So yeah. I don't think, you know, if somebody's grabbing a big thing.
They can handle that.
Cinnamon buns.
I'll try that. I didn't. What was that, Pony?
They're grabbing cinnamon buns.
Hey, now he talks.
Yes. But not for the kids. Don't forget to update our brand new app today on the live 24/7 TMOS stream.
I'm going to keep them for myself.
All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. I will tell you, I'm going to be taking a little break here to get my new bionic hip. The boys are going to take it from here, and we look forward to being back the day after Memorial Day. But Rob and Oscar and company will be here with plenty of cinnamon challenges for your entertainment. And, you know, if anything bad happens, love you, Carla. Love you, Michael. Love you, Catherine. Love you, Elizabeth. Love you, Rob. Love you, Oscar. Love you, Pony. Love you, interns. Love everybody. Love our listeners. Thank you for this wonderful career. I appreciate this. This is a wonderful life. Be good to other people. Treat them the way you'd like to be treated. You know, don't get happy. Sometimes you get bitten in the ass when you get happy. Other than that, everything's going to be fine. Don't trust your doctors. See what else. Let me see.
Elective surgery is elective.
That's right.
That's right. And vote Democratic. Have a good one. Bye, everybody.
So long.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
In the know.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.